Hi there, my name is Prakash Chandran, and this is a Pfizer podcast series. Dr. Aronne, it's great to be talking with you again. In the last episode, you taught us about adipocytes and some of the hormonal changes occurring peripherally, but we know changes are also occurring in the brain. What do researchers understand about the CNS, specifically the hypothalamus, as it relates to obesity?
There's been a lot of work in the past couple of years trying to figure out why do people keep gaining weight? And the evidence is that there is damage to key parts of the brain, the hypothalamus, as a result of oxidative overload. So the idea is that you eat fattening food and the fattening food overloads the mitochondria, and the best study are POMC neurons. POMC neurons get overloaded with calories. The neurons start to break down, their functional deteriorates. And as that happens, they become resistant to the hormones that regulate weight, hormones like leptin. Again, that's been the best study, but also GLP-1 and others. So they just don't function as well. In fact, some die prematurely. So you have fewer neurons and senescent neurons that are just not functioning as well. So as a result, the hormonal input from your intestine, your fat cells, telling your brain how much you've eaten and how much fat is stored, they don't get through. And so in a sense, your brain thinks you've lost weight and it keeps sending out signals to gain more weight. And basically that's how the environment, eating fattening food, turns into something physical, the set point going higher and higher and higher. So it's actual injury to the neurons that apparently causes this to occur. This is how I look at this, that fattening food damages these weight-regulating neurons, so pathways become less responsive to hormonal and other neural signals, like vagal signals that are coming from organs. And this results in a system that is biased in favor of weight gain and against weight loss.
So could intermittent fasting impact this hypothalamic desensitization?
So it's possible by intermittent fasting, what you're doing is you're giving the neurons some time to recuperate and to repair themselves. You're giving them more time to repair themselves before their next oxidative load. That makes them more competent. So you go through a period where you're not eating, and there have been a number of studies in animal models showing that the system functions better when you go through a prolonged period of not eating. So when you start eating, all of a sudden, your hypothalamic POMC neurons can tell how much you've eaten and how much fat is stored, and they respond better. And so you wind up eating less than you might have if you were eating all the time.
Are there different diet approaches you've seen work for patients in clinical practice?
So 16 hours of fasting, 8 hours over what you eat, if you think about it, is from like 10 in the morning till 6 p.m., okay, so you start eating at 10 a.m., finish eating at 6 p.m. That kind of goes against the idea of having 5 small meals a day spread out throughout the day. It's a different thing conceptually. But, you know, my feeling is that some people do really well with intermittent fasting. And we encourage people to try different approaches, like counting calories. Some people are great at that, but for other people, forget it. They'll never do it. So we encourage patients to do different things and find what works for them.
To recap, when fattening foods are consumed, the POMC neurons develop resistance to hormones like leptin. Weight-regulating pathways malfunction and signals aren't properly received in the brain regarding the energy status of the periphery. The complex system is one of the challenges in developing effective pharmacotherapy, which Dr. Aronne will tell us more about in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the Pfizer podcast series. My name is Prakash Chandran, and we'll talk next time.